You know, people say that fear disappears. I'm not sure that that's true. I'm not sure if the fear does disappear. I think it's more that your faith becomes stronger. And as your faith becomes stronger, its all powerful nature removes the sting of fear. Still very much there, it's just lost its power.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Lejimi.
It's been a long time coming. This is episode one. Lots of people have asked me over the years, you know, where can we hear you speak? Or, you know, do you have a vlog or do you have a blog or, you know, anything along those lines? Well, this is it for now. I've decided to start a podcast where I can kind of share a lot of the thoughts that God places in my heart for you. And hopefully it blesses you. Hopefully it's something that empowers you to do better, to be better. Half the stuff I'm doing myself, half the stuff I'm challenging myself to do, half the stuff I kind of may put in a quick status update on Facebook or on Twitter. But this is just an opportunity for me to expand on that and expand on the fact that, look, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and I believe in faith. I love Sundays, but I want faith for my everyday. And so, yeah, jump on board, tell all of your friends about this podcast. Hopefully it will be refreshingly real. You know, as you know, we've just started the network. And so half the stuff is going to be in real time. It's going to be some of the fears and the ish that I'm dealing with real time and how it relates to faith. God came down and he sat with us, ate with us, pooed. Well, not literally, but pooed, you know, was hungry. He had real emotions and real feelings. And I want to talk about that in this podcast, not necessarily poo or, you know what I mean? Yeah, I want to talk about the real stuff, the real ish. I'm sitting here with conditioner in my hair, Greek yogurt, because I'm deep conditioning my hair. Yes, ladies, because I've started this natural hair journey and I'm about that life. So this is real. This is raw. This is how I'm recording this podcast and probably the next one, because I'll probably do two at a time anyway. Yeah. So I wanted to start the first one. I was saying to God, you know, what's the first thing? What's the first thing we can kind of talk about? What's the first thing we can kind of delve into? And I thought, you know what? Let's talk about stepping out on in faith and stepping out on faith. You know, in the days of social media and in the days, I just think in this time in general, we are in really exciting times because maybe it could just be in my circle or the people that I'm around. But in general, most people are doing big things, like things that are completely beyond themselves. They're only just starting, so it might necessarily not look that big right now. Like, don't despise small beginnings, but what's in their heart, even if they share with me just like a tiny little bit, like over dinner or something, of what they're planning to do, like it's massive, you know, like it's really, really massive. And you just think, oh, this is exciting. But in the same respect, like a lot of people are just completely, what's the word? Just massively afraid, like keeping all of it. And I'm one of them, like just massively afraid, like in terms of, okay, this is what I see, but this is where I am. And from where I am right now and to what I see, there's like a massive gap. How do I get there? How do I get to where I want to be when all I can see right now is where I am? Do you know what I mean? Like, does that make any sense? And a lot of the time, in between where you are to where you need to be, or where you are to where the vision that God has showed you to be, whether that be a husband, whether that be a perfect home, which I, you know, we'll talk about that in another podcast. I'm not sure that exists. But, you know, whether that be the business or the vision or, you know, whatever that may be in your heart, how you get there from where you are now, personally, I believe it requires faith. Like, it requires you to step beyond yourself. It's bigger than you. If you've got a vision that's bigger than you, then this first podcast, 100% for you. You know, when God told me, when God kind of like initially placed like W Talk in my heart, like, I can't even tell you how big it is, because some of it is like, I'm still getting it now, if you know what I mean. But even just the channel, it's kind of like, how do you create a channel? Thank God for technology, because, you know, some of the things are in season, right? Like, a few years ago, it wouldn't have even been possible. Like, but, well, it would have been possible, because if it's possible with God, but yeah, you know what I mean? Just look, get too spiritual. And, you know, but it's, how is that even possible? And a lot of it is just, it's the faith element of it. It's so much bigger than myself, and it's a lot of hard work. Like, I'm not even going to say that it isn't, but it's the faith. How do you bring down into reality what's in your heart? And everyone's using that word faith. What does that even mean? Like, the substance of things hoped for but not yet seen. Like, this is too Christianese for me. Like, how is it supposed to translate to the everyday? And one of the scriptures I really wanted to talk about today was Simon Peter on the boat, and when he walks on water, because I think a lot of people, if they're not walking on water, they're still in the boat, but they're kind of looking at water. Some people are dipping their toes in the water because they're thinking, I could do this. Some people are like, I'm not about that life. They're pitching up their tent on the boat, and it's like, that's cool. And some people are, you know, not only walking on water, like, they're soaring, like, they're just like, they're dancing on the water. I kind of wanted us to look at that scripture as a case study to our life. Okay, so you've got Simon Peter, and he's the scripture, if you kind of want to look at it, you know, and I encourage you to do that, like, because I think faith for the everyday only works when you are in scripture yourself, like. But, you know, the scripture that if you want a reference for, where is this? Matthew 14 22 to about 34 36. So yeah, do read that. But, you know, you've got Simon Peter. Jesus said to them, you know, they're going to go to the other side. They're on the boat. They're going to go to the other side. And I think for a lot of people, that's what God's placed in our heart, right? Like, we're going to get to the other side of whatever it is, the other side of your pain, the other side of the bad relationship, the other side of your past hurts, the other side of your insecurities, the other side where you're running a multi-million pound business, the other side, right? God's already told you in your heart, like, the other side, like, you're going to get to the other side. But then where you are right now, it's like, is it possible to get to the other side? Because a storm comes. And for a lot of people, that's what happened in the story. God said to them, Jesus said to them, see you at the other side. Like, God's not man that he should lie. I believe that what he says he's going to do, he does. But then a storm comes. And for some people that's listening to this now, they're in the midst of the storm. They're not even thinking about walking on water, because they can't think about walking on water right now because there's a storm. And whether that storm comes, when the storm's there, like, it's real. When the storm is there, it's real, because it's kind of like, you can't see anything but the storm. You can't see anything but the abusive relationship. I told you we're going to talk real. You can't see anything apart from the pain that you're feeling, that the pain that you're feeling is so real that you can't even think about the vision that is still very much in your heart. And so what happened? They cried out. They were like, God, are you going to let us die here? Like, I pay my tithes at church. Like, can we keep it all the way real? I'm a good person. I love people. I don't do this. I don't do that. Why is this happening to me? Like, I've been following you. Like, Simon Peter, all of them. These are people that left their businesses, left their families, left their everything that they had already known and built to follow this man. So it's kind of like, why is this happening to me? And for some people that are listening to it now, that's the question. It's like, okay, great, this is a great podcast, but I'm in a storm. Why is this happening to me? But you're in storms so you can walk on water. If the storm hadn't come, they would not have been compelled. Simon Peter would have never been compelled to walk on water. Without storms, we are comfortable. Please believe, without the storms, you are chilling. You're going to chill in the bad relationship because you're like, he's not like this every day, you know, at your best, you know. It's kind of like, yeah, you know, at his best, he's good. Okay, when he's bad, but, you know, at his best, he's good. But when the storm comes, like, when it becomes peak, like, when it becomes, like, unbearable, then you start looking around for your escape. And then walking on water all of a sudden becomes like a possibility. Without the really rubbish job, without the enemy of progress of a manager, because we've all been there, you know, without that, you're kind of like, look, that's cool. I'll do the 9 to 5 forever because it pays my bills. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, it's monotonous, but it pays my bills, so I do it forever. Well, when things get bad in that job, walking on water becomes like a real possibility. And that's what happened in the storm. Walking on water became a real possibility. Because for Simon Peter, it was like, what? So we're in a storm, they're crying out, but then they see Jesus. Now, the next thing I want to say is, for some people, it's like, okay, so you're in the storm, you've seen Jesus. Like, that's amazing, right? If you've had a sense of peace, if you've had a sense of something, I don't know, whatever it is, that's Jesus. And you've seen the vision. The first thing I have to ask you is, whatever you're seeing, is it from God? That's the next thing, because it's not the first. I've probably seen a few things. But the next thing I have to ask you, is it from God? If it's from God, then woo, better get it. Better get yours if it's from God. Because Simon Peter, when you're in the midst of the storm, as I said, everything looks great. When you're in that bad job, any new job looks wonderful. But is it from God? The first thing that Simon Peter said was, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. What a great question to ask. Don't leave the terrible guy to get into, to rebound to a worse guy. You know that saying, you're jumping from the fire. What's the saying? You're jumping from the frying pan into the fire. Some people, you go from bad relationship to bad relationship to bad relationship, worse, because you're jumping from one to the next, to the next, to the next, to escape the other. That's not walking on water. I'm not talking about that. Storms shouldn't make you do stuff that takes you from one place to an even worse place. No. Ask the important question. I'm going through something that's terrible right now, or I've got this vision from God right now. Is it from you? If it's you, God, bid me to come. Wait for that sign. Like, some of us are just like, we're just too quick on the button. If it's you, God, bid me to come. Because walking on water, like, it's not logical, like, it's dangerous. It's not something you kind of want to be doing if it isn't God. Getting married to somebody that God's not in, not something you really want to be doing. Having babies with someone that God's not in, not something you really want to be doing. Starting businesses and investing lots of money into something that God's not in, not really something you want to be doing. A simple prayer, God, if it's you, bid me to come. This is a dope idea you've just given me, or I feel like I've had. Just show me a few signs in the week. Give it a week, give it a month, give it some time. You know, show me something, show me a sign so that I think it's from you. When Simon Peter said, if it's you, bid me to come, he was basically saying, is this my fear talking because there's a storm and I don't want to die? That's what he's saying. And when God said, come, better get it. Some of you are in that phase. You've had the storm. You've asked God. He's confirmed it's him. And he's telling you, come. And now you're listening to this podcast. And this podcast is another way. And literally, God is telling you again, come. So what are you doing? The biggest thing I can say to you now is take those small steps on the water. Who's diving in? I don't know about you, but I'm not diving in. Let's be honest. Like, the fear is not, it's not to take away the fear, because the fear exists. The fear is always going to exist. It's to do it despite of the fear. It's to feel the fear and do it anyway. And so in order to do that, it's small, tiny little steps. And before you know it, you're further than you would have ever imagined. But some of you are like, oh, I can't go because it's so big. I can't walk on water because it's so big. You're thinking about diving. Who's diving? God's called you to come. Take the small, tiny steps and step on the water. No hype. No hype. This isn't a hype thing. This can be a faith conscious thing in your every single day. You know, faith for the tiny little moments. Like, you sent that email. That's a faith step. You're walking on email, or you're walking on water. You've turned up to work again the next day. That's a faith step. You're walking on water. You've forgiven the person that really you shouldn't never have even been able to talk to again. That's a faith step. You're walking on water. You know, it's to tiny, tiny, tiny steps of walking on water. The faith doesn't, the fear doesn't disappear. With every small step of faith, your faith gets stronger. And so you're no longer conscious of the fear. Did you get what I'm saying? The fear doesn't disappear. The small steps of faith makes the faith stronger. So you're no longer conscious of the fear. And that's what I have to say. And then when you're walking on water, final thing, don't look around you. Don't look around you. With each tiny step, I have a friend who struggles with, you know, with eating. And she, just that's her demon. That's her giant. That's her insecurity. She struggles with eating. And so with each sandwich, she's taken a small step of faith. With each packet of crisps, she's taken a small step of faith. It's the tiny, tiny little things. You want to build $1 million business? Great. You want to build £1 million business and he's placed it on your heart? Great. He's bid you to come? Great. Send an email. Do one page of a business plan. Do some research. All of that, believe it or not, you are walking on water. In the days of hype, people want us to be straight from the storm, straight to the surfing on the water. Might not necessarily happen. Faith for the everyday sometimes is a lot more tiny than we think it is. But when you are walking on water, taking those tiny steps, you better not look around you. Because when you look around you, guarantee you, fear will rear its head again. Because as I said, it's with each step of faith that you become less conscious of the fear. So when you start looking around you again, then you remind yourself that the fear is still there. That's why Simon Peter started to fall. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Another thing you're thinking, yeah, I've heard all this before. I thought this is going to be practical. Let me tell you how you keep your eyes on Jesus. You keep your eyes on Jesus, one, by blocking out all the rest of the noise. You know, yeah, we're doing another podcast on that shortly. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't already. You need to block out the rest of the other noise. And how do you hear, you want to hear the voice of God. How do you hear the voice of God? Going into his word. Reading the Bible is long. Trust me, I've just had a baby. For me, reading the Bible is long sometimes. I'm putting together a plan shortly to hopefully help people do that. But it's just a verse a day. Take a verse a day. One verse a day. You've heard from God. Do whatever you have to desperately do to keep your eyes on Jesus. And however it is that you build your faith, it could be a worship song that you just put on repeat. You know, it could just be a worship song that you keep on repeat. Whatever it is that you need to do to keep your eyes only on Jesus, do that. Because when you keep your eyes on Jesus, you're not looking around you. And when you're not looking around you, you're not being conscious of the presence of fear. You're taking small, tiny steps of faith. And with each small, tiny step of faith, you're becoming less conscious of fear and therefore walking on water. And what's so funny is all of this was done in the midst of the storm. And you know what else is funny? Even though it's in the midst of the storm, you're doing the impossible. Your impossible is relative. Impossible is relative. What may be, one person may think is impossible could be, you know, completely possible to another person. Let's be honest. Your walking on water is completely relative. But you're doing it in the midst of the storm. One thing that I want to leave you with is a guarantee that what was the first thing that Jesus said to the disciples? What's the first thing that Jesus is saying to you? You will get to the other side. You'll get to the other side. You will get to the other side. That's my phone going. Oops. Told you this is real. You will get to the other side. Okay, that's all I've got for this one. And I hope you like it. subscribe. This is part of the W Talk Network family. This is part of the W Talk family. There's so much more coming from this channel. There's so much more coming from this network. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. If you haven't listened to the W Talk podcasts, where the girls are talking about pop culture and we're talking about all the things relating to womanhood, like, what are you doing? Like, really, you're going to love it. Like, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's sisterhood. It's real. You have to subscribe to that podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Like, there's a whole thing called Beyond the Network, and that's where we're building the community, and trust me, it's amazing. So subscribe, and do comment below. Like, let me know, what did you like it, what's your thoughts, what's your tips on living by faith and stepping out of the boat? What's your tips on that? What did you like? What do you, you know, what helped you? Give me some feedback. That would be wonderful, because then, yeah, I would know. And also, you know, I'm going to be doing this now. It's going to be a weekly podcast. So what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? Like, I would love to get a question. I would love to know what it is that's bothering you. If you don't want to put it in the comment section because you want it to be a little bit more confidential, you can email us at info@thewtalk.com. That's info@thewtalk.com. And if you put in the subject header, Faith and Life podcast, and then we'll be picking that up and we'll get through as many of those we can for future podcasts. Okay, so that's the Faith and Life podcast, faith for your everyday. Love you guys. Speak soon.
This is the Faith and Life podcast from the W Talk Network. Faith for your everyday life with Toby Olujimi.